Joining me in studio, Chief Rabbi Warren Goldstein. Very good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Morning, Howard, and morning to all your listeners. Great to be with you.
So it's that time of year. We're there, and already we're starting to see some of the information. Things are changing a little bit this year. It's always a very, very exciting time for Jews in South Africa, especially because this is ground zero for the Shabbos Project, which is very, very something I think we all should be very proud of. But it's just something that is just only about good things.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's coming around the corner in the on Shabbos of the 15th and 16th of November. And I think what we really try to do this year is to listen to the community, because we've had a lot of feedback over the years, and we're being responsive to that feedback by freshening up the project. The core of it remains the same, and mm-hmm. that is to have that immersive experience, to keep that Shabbos, all 25 hours of it, to spend the time with family, with friends, with community, with Hashem,
well,
with oneself.
Well, that's the essence of Shabbat. I mean, so that obviously is what we're trying to bottle here, I suppose.
Exactly. I love that expression that you used, to bottle it, because that's exactly, it's magic, and you want to bottle that magic. And to really have a chance to experience it in its full electricity.
So what was the feedback, and what are you looking at doing differently this year?
So this year, so part of the freshen up of it was to say one of the big freshens up has been the challah bake, which has been actually one of the most powerful experiences on our calendar in the South African Jewish community for all of the years of the Shabbos Project since 2013. And it's really become emblematic, so much of the Shabbos Project. But this year we thought we'd give people a chance to take ownership of it and to create their own experiences with it. So the idea is this year is to take the magic of the challah bake home with you and create your own challah bake at home on the Thursday night of the 14th of November before the Shabbos Project. So gather together as family, as friends, bring in the community members, and people create their own challah bakes. And, you know, we've got all of the boxes and the contents.
Oh, so people will still get, I was just wondering, what about how people who don't know what to do will access it?
Yes. Yeah, so they will be able to order, and we sent out emails, and if anyone, you know, is not sure of the details, they can email my office@chiefrabbi.co.za, and we'll give you full details on it. But you can order a box, your kind of challah bake box there of goodies, which, you know, you'll take home with you, and that you can then create your own exciting vibe. So there's the sense of, before we did it together as an entire community, but essentially this time it's for people to take ownership of it, and that's been the real power of the Shabbos
Project. It's actually quite interesting, because I have noticed that, and maybe it's only because I'm more aware of it, but prior to, when was it, 2013, the first challah bake, challah baking was very, very, you know, nice, and some people baked challahs and some people didn't, but since the Shabbos Project, and since the introduction of a challah bake, challah baking has actually become a thing that people get together to do for somebody's health, a refuah, or they do it for as a kitchen tea, or it's actually become so much more part of our, women's ritual.
Yeah, and I think that what's so special about it is that it connects to the Shabbos experience, because making challah is about preparing for Shabbos. And so what we've done this year, we've also refreshed the website. People can have a look at it on, you know, shabbosproject.org, and you'll see there 7 steps for what it means to keep a full Shabbos. Amazing. So it takes you through it step by step. Part of it is preparing, and that's where the challah bake fits into that section of the preparing for Shabbos. And it takes you through all the steps. Over the years, we've done various different guides to explain how to keep Shabbos and what it's all about. And this year we've reformatted it and created the 7-step process, which really takes a person through the full experience of it, because that's what it is. It's an immersive experience. And so many people have been touched by it. And I think that to me, if you'd say, how is it that the Shabbos Project came from here in South Africa and spread to more than 1,500 cities around the world, and we've got like 5,000 volunteers on the ground who are working actively on this thing all over the world. You know, from our South African Jewish community, and I think as South African Jews, we can take real pride in that, in the sense, because we embrace it with such enthusiasm our enthusiasm really electrified the world, and people got so involved in it themselves. And but what's driven it has been the magic of the Shabbos experience, and then the other powerful thing is the sense that people taking ownership, and the project belongs to them. It's not that we're putting on a project for people. Shabbos is the experience, but people create their Shabbos experience at home with the guides and with the explanations of it. So that's what this is about, you know. And I think what people need to start thinking about, it's just around the corner, you know, just under 3 weeks. Yeah. So to start to think, what are you going to do for that Shabbos project? What is your shul doing? What is your, you know, what is your community
and
doing?
And starting off for the challah bake, because I know as groups that have got together, invited people already, and I think that's incredible. The nice thing here as well is because it's not a communal women's event, you could do it with your family. Men could get involved as well. And it really should be something, you can really turn something that could be just so ordinary into something so special.
And another very exciting element of this year, because I think so much about Shabbos is also about kindness, and it's about hospitality, and it's about reaching out to one another. So this year, what's so wonderful is that we're inviting Jews of the country communities to come into the big centers to be hosted for Shabbos, to come spend a Shabbos, you know, in Joburg, in Cape Town, in Durban, so that they can come into the nearest big center and participate. So we just, you know, sent out an email on Friday inviting people, if anyone is keen, to host a family. If you didn't see the email and you are keen on hosting a family from one of the country communities, then you can also email me at my office@chiefrabbi.co.za, and people, you can really get involved. And that's a beautiful way of reaching out. It's a way of establishing the unity of the South African Jewish community. And it's that magic of Shabbos, of making it bigger and
celebrating. And it's not just about celebrating Shabbos. It's about celebrating each other, celebrating family, celebrating actually everything that counts.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's very exciting as well this year is this idea of healthy cooking for Shabbos.
Really?
Yeah. You think
really?
That's possible?
I don't know, Zanati. This is where I'm starting to get nervous, because if he mentions the word vegan, I don't know what I'm going to do. Yeah.
Nothing
vegan, hey? Just healthy eating.
But the Shabbos Project has teamed up with the kosher department and with Discovery Health. And we're bringing out a celebrity chef from Israel.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tali Friedman. She's coming all the way from Israel, and they're going to be doing cooking demonstrations at the health kitchen at Discovery Health, which we're cushioning out completely. And so if people are interested in being involved in that, also you can email my office.
I'm sure
it's really about, and we're going to be sharing a lot of that on social media, the messaging, which says that, Shabbos food is such an important part of Shabbos, because it's this immersive experience. It's about the spiritual, it's about the emotional, but it's also about savoring physical pleasure, because sometimes in life we're in such a rush that we stop to savor the special things of life. You know, one of the most amazing phrases that I ever read about keeping Shabbos came from Justice Louis Brandeis, where he said he himself didn't keep Shabbos, but he saw it in his uncle's home, and he described Shabbos as stealing a day out of life to live. Stealing a day out of life to live, because sometimes we forget to live, and living is connecting with family, connecting with friends, connecting with community, connecting with ourselves, connecting with God. And living is about savoring the experiences of life, and part of that is the food, it's the sleep, it's the clothes, it's the spirituality,
it's the full immersive
experience. But sometimes, you know, people kind of think that to have that food experience, that kind of foodie experience of Shabbos, it needs to be something which is not healthy. And the kind of message we want to get across this year, by bringing out the celebrity chef and teaming up with Discovery and the kosher department, is saying, listen, let's cook kosher, let's cook healthy, let's prepare for Shabbos together. And I think that's also something which is so beautiful.
And, tell us about the concert.
So this is, you know, part of the theme of this year as well. This is another freshen up for the whole Shabbos project, and that is this idea of Erev Shabbos, the day before, because to truly appreciate an experience, there needs to be the sense of anticipation, the sense of excitement. And so part of the vision of this year's project is to say, if we want to get into this immersive experience of keeping Shabbos, let's do that. Let's prepare for it. Let's enter into that in the right zone. So we're bringing out a magnificent spiritual performer who creates the most beautiful, magnificent, energizing music, Zusha, who's coming from the United States, who will be doing a concert in Cape Town on the Thursday night, in preparation for mm-hmm. the Shabbos project, and in Johannesburg on Friday afternoon. Coming into Shabbos at like starting at 3:30, finishing at about 5:30, 5:45, giving people enough time to be able to get home and to get to their shuls before Shabbos. But it'll be like a Kabbalat Shabbat, not a formal Kabbalat Shabbat with
the prayers of it.
But Kabbalat Shabbat in the spirit. Because what does the words Kabbalat Shabbat mean? It means welcoming in Shabbat. When you welcome in Shabbat, you have like a real sense of the excitement and the joy of it. And so we're going to really gather together and sing and dance and prepare, you know, like the great mystics of Tzfat who used to go out into the fields. And that's where the Lecha Dodi comes from. That sense, let's go out to greet Shabbat. And we're going to go out to greet Shabbat as the South African Jewish community, to welcome it into our homes and to welcome the magic of Shabbat into our lives.
The Shabbat project is the Shabbat of the 15th and 16th of November. To find out more details,
People, you can go onto the Shabbat Project website, mm-hmm. okay, shabbatsproject.org, but also you can email my office. We'll provide you with whatever you need, and also make sure that you're on our email list, because we're sending out regular mm-hmm. emails. So if you want to,
and that's your best way to get the information about how you can collect the challah, the packages and things like that, to become to make sure that you're part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we're all preparing for something which is going to unify us, because the Shabbos Project, it's about unity, it's about inspiration, and it's about bringing the joy of Shabbos into our lives.
Time is 7:26. I'm Howard Feldman. I've been chatting to Chief Rabbi Warren Goldstein.